Good evening, everybody. I'm afraid you're landed with another boo of just me talking, which is downright boring, so if you feel that way, you better turn off now. I actually tried to do a variety of some of me talking and some of me doing things, but the one I did today, I did one of me going to the vets. I started it, I recorded in the vets, and I didn't record the journey there or back, but I did, and then I did a bit of recording when I got home. However, it was about half an hour long, I suppose, and it was one of those ones that wouldn't upload, and usually I take a lot of trouble to get them to upload. You know, I keep closing the app and turning the phone off. Well, I hadn't got to the turning the phone off stage, but I'd only tried closing the app about three times, and then my phone completely died. It was like it fainted. It went black, nothing was moving. I asked Obi, he said, no, it's there's no light on it. And I thought, what? I hadn't done anything to it, you know. I was just trying to get it. I was just trying to see if it was uploading or not. And the next thing, it came back, but the boo was gone. So whether there was something wrong with it and it just ditched it, I don't know. And that's why it wouldn't upload. So it's gone, I'm afraid. Had a little bit of a stressful day. Nothing major, but I haven't felt that well. It started yesterday. I don't know if it's connected. I started feeling a bit sick, and then it went away. But I had an upset stomach in the evening, and I've had the same today. I didn't realise I had three different lots of butter or margarine in the fridge. I don't use margarine anymore because I've read some articles about it that say unless you get the proactive ones, they're actually more harmful than butter. Now, I don't know whether... I actually asked someone at the hospital and they said, yes, it's probably true. So I've got margarine in there, and I had a proactive flora, which is supposed to lower cholesterol, and I had spreadable country life. Now I use that. I don't eat a lot of butter, but I have it on toast, that's all. And I don't eat a lot of fried food or anything, so I don't think it's going to kill me. So the kids yesterday wanted to make biscuits, as I said on here, and so I said, well, they can use the butter. If you're making shortbread, it's better if you use butter because that's what gives it the shortbread taste. If you make it with margarine, they just taste like really nothing. So there wasn't a lot left, but there was enough, but they said they ran out. So I said, well, don't use the flora because it made me ill. It makes me ill. And I don't know whether they used it or not, but I did. But I didn't... I thought the small tub was the margarine and the big one was the flora. And those things are really expensive, you know. So I had toast last night. And I've probably eaten biscuits with it in and toast with it on. And today I was all right in the morning, but in the afternoon I started to feel sick. I mean, I know maybe you say, well, it wouldn't affect you that long after, but it did before. And it's exactly the same symptoms. I get like... funnily, niggly pains in my stomach, which I can't really explain. I don't normally get anything like that. And just feeling generally sick. Something in it doesn't agree with me. So I've chucked it out now so there won't be any more mistakes. No one was eating it anyway because nobody likes the taste of it. And I'm not eating it after that again. So now, I mean, before, there was a couple of occasions when I thought, well, is it that? Is it that that makes me feel like this? And I thought, no, it can't be. But now I know it must be. So that's gone. That was that. So I actually fell asleep this evening and I felt shivery, but I don't think that was anything to do with it because it's not cold. It's been raining today, but it's brightened up. The sun came out for about 3 seconds when we were in the vets, and I felt it all on my legs, my face, and it was like someone turning the warmth on. It was really lovely. It came through the window. It didn't last, but it's been a bit drizzly and it's muggy. But I washed my hair and had a shower before I went out. I was in a rush. I was really rushing. This is why it was stressful. I was rush. And because Lammy had to go to the vets to have the second part of his injection, as I said, I did a boo of, but that had to get deleted. Sorry, I'm dialysing in the moment. So if it sounds like I'm moving around, I'm trying to keep the fluid flowing out. And so I was rush. I had a hair wash. And I didn't really dry it properly. I got out the shower. I was rushing. And that's when I started to feel sick, actually, when I got out the shower. And when I was in the shower, it wasn't anything to do with that. I don't have it hot. I mean, I do have it hot, but it's not definitely not that. It wasn't that. I knew that. And so I said, oh, I don't feel that good. And he said, do you want to cancel it? Obi said, do you want to cancel it? I said, no, I booked the cab and everything. I said, no, of course not. I want to get it done. Otherwise, we'll have to start the process again, because he hadn't had a vaccination for a couple of years. So I had to start the whole thing again. Mainly because a lot of vets say there's a lot of thoughts that schools have thought that say that your dogs don't really need injections every year. In fact, they can be harmful. And it was actually at the time that I couldn't afford it, going back a couple of years. But then I just got thinking, oh, I will get it done. I will get it done. And only when and like some people say they only need it when they're young and when they're old. Well, he is getting old now, so I think he probably does need it. And the main reason is he, you know, obviously goes out with me, and also I want to take him to the vets to have his teeth done, and his means he's got to be in there all day, and I'm frightened he's not going to pick up something in there, so I wanted to get it done before I can go ahead with the operation. So I was rushing, ordered the taxi for 4:15. I didn't dry my hair properly, I plaited it, and I didn't feel cold when I was out or anything, but I think when I came back in, it was really soaking wet around my neck. And it made me feel really shivery. I've undone it now, because if I leave my hair in a plait like that, it'll take more than 24 hours to dry, because I've got very thick hair to go with my thick head. And so what happened was, I was rushing downstairs to take the dog. Niall was getting really excited, and because he thought he was coming. They both were, because as soon as Lammy saw his lead, they thought they were going for a run. So they were both going manic. And I took them out in the garden, and then I realised I've got to lock up both sets of patio doors. Obi was rushing to get ready, because he didn't get ready till the last minute. He went in the shower at the last minute. And that stresses me out, because they start charging us waiting times. Then the taxi turned up 5 minutes early, and I thought, oh, here we go. Because then when we're late, we're not late, but when I ordered it at 4:15, I mean 4:15. And he got out and started ringing the doorbell. Then Connor was expecting a delivery, he'd ordered some clothes, and that came at the same time. I was worried about going out and not being here, because Ronan's gone to my sister's for a couple of days, because he hasn't been down there for ages. He went back with them last night. So I thought, you know, there's not going to be anybody here. Connor's parcel's not going to come. But luckily, it just came. But the doorbell was going ding dong, ding dong. And I was rushing around thinking, oh, I nearly went out without locking the cat's room, patio doors, and, you know, shutting all the windows and all that. And I was getting really stressed. I said, oh, I felt sick. Anyway, we got outside. And I mean, I did feel a bit better when I came back, but then it started all up again in the evening. We went out to the taxi, and I've got a 50-foot drive, as I've said before, and it's all open. It's like concrete, and there's no fencing to divide my garden from next door's. On either side, there's just like a flower border. And so one day, a couple of years ago, the council asked if there's anything they can do to help me, like any adaptations I needed, and I said no. You know, I said I'm blind, but obviously I don't need any adaptations in the home at all. So they said, okay. I said, but what you can do for me is, it looks ugly and I don't really like it, and sometimes I wish I'd never had it done because I haven't had to use it yet. But I said, I've got this long driveway with no fence, and I said, if there comes a time when the weather's really bad, like the snow and ice, and my drive's not clear, and I'm trying to get somewhere like the doctor's or somewhere important, and the taxi won't come or can't get up onto the driveway because of it hasn't been cleared or whatever. I mean, now I've got Obi here, he would probably put salt down and clear it, but, you know, before that, it has never really been that bad weather in the winter since I've been here, because the first winter wasn't bad, and the second winter I wasn't here, and the third winter just now, we didn't have any snow last year. I wasn't here the year before because we'd had the fire, so I was out of here the whole of that winter, and that was not good, but it wasn't horrendous, but we did have quite a bit of snow at times. But our front door faces next door, because it's got a porch, you know, it's a porch, and it faces the next door neighbours rather than the road. So I've got the rail coming from, it's an ugly thing, it comes outside my front door to the right, and then you follow it a little way around, it turns to the left, and it goes all the way down to the end of the drive. Now, as we were getting into the car, I mean, he could see that Obi was helping me. Obviously, I can't see, and I had the dog, And I was all conscious that I didn't want the dog jumping on the taxi seat, because I mean, my guide dog wouldn't do that, but obviously Lammy hasn't had that kind of training. But luckily he's a poodle, so he doesn't molt, but they don't realise that, and I don't want to moan him. So I was trying to keep him from jumping in. He hates going in the car anyway. He was trembling and panting and stressed out, and so was I. I wasn't trembling and panting, but I was stressed out. And I hope he opened the door, and it hit the rail, a handrail, and the bloke went, "Fucking hell! Look what you've done. Be more careful next time. You've taken a big chunk out of my door." And there wasn't a chunk, it was like a tiny little scratch. And I know it's annoying, but it was an accident, and we did say we're really sorry. And he was okay after that. But, you know, the thing is, I'm not being funny, but if you park too close to something, that's what happens. You know, if you can't clear your door when you've got a passenger getting in, then you shouldn't be parked so close to it. That's how I see it. You know, there's no restrictions. There's plenty of room. He had the whole driveway. It's narrow at the end there, but he could have driven in a bit. He should have said, "I'm a bit close to the railing. I'm really sorry. Can you just be careful when you get in?" But, you know, I've got to get in with a dog. And, you know, he wasn't being rough. He just, you know, it did hit it. But, you know, it could have happened to anybody. If you park, when you park like that, or he should have told us to get in the other side. That would have been the most sensible thing. But, you know, he didn't. So we just carried and opened it. And we were both a bit stressed out from rushing. And it did hit the railing. I mean, he didn't charge us extra or anything. And I expect he had a good old moan to everybody afterwards, but that's just too bad. And he did help me get out when we got there. But he was your typical white, miserable taxi driver. And this around here is full of them. To be honest, I'd rather the foreign taxi drivers. I know some of them don't take the dog or they have an issue with it, but it's very few of them. Most of them are very friendly. They're very helpful. Like the one we've got back, I ordered from a different place because this one is cheaper. The one we got there, if you book it in advance, it's cheaper. But not because you booked it in advance, but then their availability is not very good. So if you book it, like I booked it about 2 o'clock, so that was fine. But if I just wanted it on the spur of the moment, they'd make me wait like 3 hours or something. So coming back, I got my usual one. But they charged for the dog normally. That other one doesn't charge for a pet dog, but this one does. They charge £2. But most of the drivers don't charge me, to be fair. But this bloke, he said he doesn't normally take dogs. He's taken me with my guide dog before because that's the law. But he said he doesn't normally take pet dogs, but he did it because there was no one else in the area that take it. So I said, I'm really thankful. And he said, "Well, I prefer dogs to humans." And I said, "Yeah, well, I know what you mean. You know, whatever kind of mood you're in, they don't care. Whatever happens, they're still pleased to see you at the end of the day. You know what I mean? They're loyal in a way you don't get from any humans, I don't think." And I'm not being funny or, you know, derogatory or anything. I'm just being stating fact. And so he was really nice and he didn't charge me. And Lammy had his vaccination and all was fine. And I got some more tablets for Niall. And then I fell asleep. We had 20 minutes to wait for the taxi coming back, and that was with the one where you don't normally have to wait, but that's because they couldn't get anyone to take the dog, I suppose. And so I said, "Can you go to Greg's and get us a drink?" I really wanted a hot drink, but I thought it's stupid getting that because, you know, if the taxi turns up, then we've got all that palaver of getting a dog and a hot drinks in the taxi. So, he got some rolls. He got me a cheese ploughman's one, and he had egg and ham. Like, they were like oval shaped things. I've never had them before. Oval bakes or something they're called. But if we hadn't had Lammy with us, I would have gone in and we could have sat in there. But obviously, you can't take pet dogs in there. And it's not like Costa where you can sit outside. But I've never been in. This Greg's has been there ages, but they had it refurbished recently so that you can sit in there now. so I'd like to do that one day. And then so I got home. Connor came home. It doesn't seem in a very happy mood. It seems strange without Ronan. No music in the background. I spoke to him though. I spoke to my sister. I spoke to my mum today. And then I went to do dialysis just now. The bag was leaking. So I had to call Obi because I didn't have any more up here. And now I've got to put a cold one in. Because what you normally do, so those of you who don't know, I mean, I did a boo about this once, but I put 2 litres of fluid into my abdomen 4 times a day. And it's a glucose-based solution. It's glucose, water, and I don't know what else. Nothing harmful. So you warm it up because you'd, it's, I mean, I've got to put it in cold. It won't kill me because I'm quite strong, you know. An old, frail old person probably isn't a good idea if they're not moving around much. But especially this time of year, it's warm anyway. But you put it on like, it's like a hot plate. You just lay the bag on it to warm it, to get it to body temperature so that you don't feel it going in. Because two is like, that's about, excuse me, 4 pints of fluid going into you cold. I mean, it's not freezing, not fridge, but even so, even when it's just been at room temperature, it's still cold. It's colder than your body temperature, put it that way. And it's not very nice, actually. And it can give you stitch, having all this cold water poured into you. And then you drain it out again. So I just washed my hands for 2 minutes, came in, cleaned the surface where I do the work, got the bag, washed my hands again. You have to break 2 seals inside it. I broke the seals and then all of a sudden I felt this warm liquid trickling out. I said, oh for sake, what else? I've never had that happen before. I've dropped one on the floor once and it burst. And that was one that I drained out of me, so that had extra in it. It wasn't just 4 pints, it was like 5 pints. And it went over my bathroom, talking bathroom scales. And that, unsurprisingly, after a load of glucose water went over them, was the end of that. I've never had it a leaking bag. I've had some that don't work. The valves, the seals inside won't break, or it doesn't drain in. I've had some problems with them, but I've never had a leaking one like that. Luckily, I realised straight away, and I didn't, because I have to hang it up, because the whole process works on gravity. I hang it up on the back of my wardrobe door, which is like a built-in wardrobe. I've got a little hook up there. You hang it up, and it would have been upside down with a leak inside down. It would have gone all over my carpet. So luckily, I felt it straight away. And then I have a bag down on the floor, which I drain the fluid into that's been inside me. Then I turn a little dial, and it drains the fluid from the bag. Anyway, I'm sure no one wants to know the ins and outs of my ablutions. I hope it's not going to be forever, because it does get a bit... It doesn't rule my life, really. I can't say that it does, because it doesn't. It keeps me alive. But sometimes it just can be a bit of a bind. I mean, usually I'm not out long enough. It's meant to be done every 4 to 6 hours. Usually I'm not out long enough that I need to get back. And also, it doesn't matter if it's a bit late and I don't feel ill. Some people, I know a man who had a kidney transplant a couple of years ago. He was doing this sort of dialysis for about 3 or 4 years. But if he got overdue with it, he'd feel ill. Well, thankfully, I don't. I could go all day and I don't feel any different. I think that's quite a bad thing, actually, because sometimes I get a lapse with it. it doesn't matter. I have got some bags that you can put in for 16 hours if I wanted to go out for the day, but I only use them once. I don't really like them. I'm supposed to use them overnight, because these aren't designed to stay in overnight. And when some people put them in overnight, because they're not designed to stay in that long, if the body draws fluid into the cavity of the abdomen, because it's like works on osmosis. After a certain amount of time, some people's goes back again. It'll go back. The body will absorb all the fluid. I mean, if I put one of these bags in and left it for a day and a half and went to drain it out, there'd be nothing left. But that's okay for me, because I still go to the toilet normally. Passing urine, that is, and so that's fine. But for somebody who doesn't, then it's in your system then, so that's quite dangerous. But thankfully, I'm still going to the toilet properly. I can't imagine what it must be like not to. It must be really weird. it's just, my kidneys probably just, they put out probably pretty much pure water. They don't do anything else, you know, they're pretty much gone, so they don't really put much in the way of toxins. They probably put a little bit out, you know, get rid of a little bit, but they're still letting the water through, which is good. So anyway, after that boring talk, I will love you and leave you, because I'm sitting here. I've now stopped the process because I have to weigh the bag in a minute, and it's too noisy when I'm doing a boo. I'll just let you hear a demo. Okay, I actually put in 1,840 mils. Supposed to put in about 900. Sometimes it just works out when you have to drain some of the fluid to clear the pipes of bubbles. Oops, I haven't got the scales on. That would help. You get air bubbles in the pipe sometimes. So you do a, you flush a bit of the liquid from the bag, the new bag, into the old bag. So it clears it. I hate these scales. Oh, loads of blind people have got them because I hear them when they're doing cooking booths. I think it depresses me.
925 grams.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it for there now. For that one. So I've gone way over what I put in, so I'll just carry on. I'll probably get another 100 mils out now. I'll speak to you all soon and hope you've had a... Well, I could have had a worse day, but I hope you've all had better days than I have. Bye for now.